All right, let me jump into my opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that every single day I try to bring some truth, some clarity, some moment of even philosophical thought. But here's the deal. I saw one of the most ridiculous things I've seen lately on social media just yesterday. I posted it on my Twitter feed. You can find me at @SenPhilWilliams, S-E-N Phil Williams. It was activists in Jackson, Mississippi. Activists. Who decided that crime was so bad in one of their neighborhoods that the only solution was to call for the local gas station owner to shut down his business. What? Yeah, they actually said the owner should have the integrity of a human being to say, we need to shut this down. What? One of the Jackson City Councilmen, Kenneth Stokes, he says he's going to bring a vote of no confidence against the city legal department for not shutting down that gas station. Sure, man. Because the way you fight crime and improve quality of life is not to actually govern and enforce laws. You just point fingers and shut down businesses and poof, criminals leave. Genius. That, my friends, by the way, is the epitome of cacistocracy. So yeah, leadership. I mean, it matters, right? Let me be clear, too. I have no patience for leadership that passes the buck. So if you heard the show yesterday, you heard a discussion about legislation being proposed that would allow the state government to intervene in local policing when crime is not brought under control. So in that regard, you may have caught the latest issue that I took with the leadership or lack thereof of Birmingham's Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin. I'm tired of seeing one of the greatest cities in America just wasting away before our eyes. The crime rate in Alabama's magic city of Birmingham has become one of the worst in the nation, and the city is in decline under Woodfin's leadership. But it's not just Woodfin in Birmingham. I see the same failure of leadership in Montgomery's Mayor Stephen Reed. Violent crime in our state capital is reaching new heights and is getting a great deal of negative attention. Both cities have leadership that defers on the issue of true policing. Montgomery Mayor Reed, he even blames the state legislature for daring to allow the Second Amendment to be advanced by not requiring permits for gun ownership. Well, I'm calling bunk on that. My point yesterday was that crime is not only destructive as to the actual victims, it also winds up being a drag on the entire community. The economies suffer, businesses close, new businesses stay away, citizens decide to move, and opportunities are lost. Reed and Woodfin, they want to blame external influences. Reed blames the state House and Senate. 2 years ago, Woodfin blamed the legislature for daring to pass pro-life legislation, saying that Birmingham was going to lose jobs because of it. Look, leaders lead, all right? Leaders lead. Losers point fingers. If that was the case, what Woodfin said and what Reed said, if that was the case, well, then Huntsville and Mobile and all the rest of the state would have shared the same pain, but they didn't. Quite the opposite has occurred. Birmingham, under the watch of Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, has shrunk. Its economy has gone down. Its crime rate has gone up. It is no longer the largest city in the state, all on Woodfin's watch. Meanwhile, just an hour or so north, Huntsville, and its surrounding communities have all exploded in growth, new jobs, a rise in wages, and Huntsville is now the largest city in the state while Birmingham slid down to third place. All on Woodfin's watch. There's no difference in the application of the Second Amendment or of abortion law. The whole state shares it. I would hazard that the difference is not scary conservatives passing laws in Montgomery, not by a stretch, y'all. The difference is local leadership. Leadership matters. The tone and the tenor of a policy are often the reflection of the leader who presided over the period in which the policy took effect. And leadership matters the most, it becomes the most visible, and is looked to by others more often when crisis looms. Noted author and lecturer Victor Davis Hanson, he said the leadership of single individuals can still matter more than these seemingly inanimate forces. Geniuses and inspired leaders who, when the planets line up, can still, by their own genius or lack of it, themselves can either win or lose wars. The cities of Montgomery and Birmingham, they don't have any of that in their current leadership. It's a tragedy. And let me start, by the way, by noting how important these two major cities, Birmingham and Montgomery, are to my own life. As an Army kid, I moved much of my life, but one of the consistencies that I had were roots that I had among family members in Alabama. In Birmingham, my paternal grandfather was a steel worker. I spent a lot of my summers running barefoot around Wylam and Inslee and out towards Pleasant Grove. My uncle was the vice president at City Federal downtown, which was headquartered there and still kind of visible with a sign on the top of the building. Iron Bowls, Barron's Games, Tuxedo Junction, concerts at the BJCC. Birmingham is as deep in my heart and mind as any place in the world. And it's in trouble right now. Montgomery, whew, Montgomery's a city with a rich checkered past. My father retired from the Army. He wound up serving as a state finance director for Governor Fobb James. In 1998, he made a run for governor, and that piqued my own interest in politics. I wound up serving for 8 years in the Alabama State Senate. I never got over the idea of walking the halls of our state government and getting to know the capital city and all of its amazing history. But yeah, there was also Huntsville, where despite my family's military roots and the many moves, we managed to come back almost every other tour. My maternal grandfather, he was the post commander at Redstone Arsenal. My father was a project manager at Missile Command. I went to Chaffee Elementary. I moved away. I came back to Grissom High School, did my first year of college at UAH. I learned to drive here. I worked at Parkway City Mall. I went to Stars games. I loved UAH hockey, and I've eaten more Gibson's barbecue than I would ever dare to say. I've watched these cities decline, the two of them, Montgomery and Birmingham, but yet the third one continued to rise. Why is that? What's the difference? Same state, so the same state laws apply. Same everything. Same state, same general weather, except for leadership. Birmingham and Montgomery are sliding into liberal-led ruin, while Huntsville is vibrant and growing. It's leadership. Look, the bottom line is I love this state, to include both of our big blue cities, Montgomery and Birmingham. But the differences that we see in the growth and success or the decline and failure of Alabama's cities have nothing to do with whether or not the values of the state as a whole are reflective of an abortion-restricting law duly passed by the state legislature, or whether the Second Amendment is invoked to do away with permitted carries of a firearm. Nothing at all. It has everything to do, everything, with whether or not the leadership of that community truly enacts policies at the local level that benefit the growth of the community in the form of a quality of life, vested in economic development and education and safety and essential services to include, by the way, safe streets because of quality policing. Birmingham and Montgomery are faltering, even failing, because those things and more are not being done. Instead, the focus of their city leadership is to spend a great deal of time just, you know, talking about legalizing marijuana, expanding entitlement programs, fighting abortion laws, pointing fingers at the legislature, even cutting off churches who don't toe the line. It's a mess. The Message translation of the Bible translates Proverbs 24:10 as, quote, "If you fall apart in a crisis, there was not much to you in the first place." In Birmingham and Montgomery, there is a multifaceted existential crisis ongoing. The liberal leadership in both of their city halls have presided over decline, and the social fabric of both cities is falling apart. We're seeing in real time that the leadership of those great cities have chosen not to own the problems and have exacerbated them at every turn. If it were not for the epic growth of Huntsville and the foresight of its leadership under Mayor Battle and others who preceded him, perhaps we could look at Birmingham, Montgomery and just wonder if maybe liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin or Mayor Stephen Reed might be right. Maybe the Magic City and the Capital City are getting some kind of a raw deal somehow. Maybe it's outside factors that contributed somehow to their decline. But no. Reality quickly sets in when you realize that merely looking up the road just an hour to the northern part of the state, you can see it strips away any credibility to the idea of buck passing. Birmingham and Montgomery are failing for lack of leadership. Period. End of story. Well, actually, I hope that is the end of the story, because the people of those great cities, they deserve better. But it starts with new leadership and new vision. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. I had to go there, man. I had to. It just frustrates me. Those are two amazing cities where I've spent so many of my years growing up and doing things as an adult. They are beautiful cities filled with rich history and wonderful people, and the leadership sucks. And we've got to do something better. They deserve better. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.